you pass the belfry into the city. I'll find out where you are. Jump into someone's car and bring you back home. If you run to the west coast, I'll call from my eastern side. I'll find out where you are. You know I can find a ride. And if this one thing's true, I know that I'll find you and bring you back home. And so the town was talking, so you started walking. The town was right. I'll look for you every night. I'll bring you back home. And so the town was talking, so you started walking. The town was couldn't be with me, but I wanna make you see that I'll always love you, dear. Let me make one thing clear, I'll bring you back home. Yes, I'll always love you, dear. And let me make one thing clear, I'll bring you back home.
New millennium indie punk pop from London, Ontario band The Weeknd. The song is called Perfect World. That comes from The Weeknd's 2003 album, Teaser Plus Bonus Style. In the middle, it is new music from Penny and the Pits. Penny and the Pits are a grungy garage punk quartet band out of St. John, New Brunswick. The band conjures up 1990s riot girl and alternative rock energy on their debut album, Liquid Compactor, an album that processes feminist joy, feminist rage, and feminist revenge in all the ways that you want feminist rock to do so. We heard the song Placeholder from Penny and the Pits, and then at the start of the set, it is Seattle punk outfit Taco Cat from their album This Mess Is a Place, released in 2019. We heard the song New World. We're going to continue this rock and roll fun here on Girly So Groovy. Let's make time for some great new rock and roll music, this time made by legendary Vancouver queer garage punk duo The Pack AD. They return with 8 tracks of catchy psych garage rock recorded straight to tape on their newest album called Shiny New Old Songs. get to play on that shiny new old songs. So if you like what you hear, know that you can find it on Bandcamp. Again, the Pack AD right now proving that this show is truly dedicated to the women who rock here on Girly So Groovy.
I'm not sure at all.
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. Music right there from the sugary, sweet, sassy, snappy Toronto indie rock band Always. The song is Plimsoll Punks. That's from the band's sophomore album, Anti-Socialites. In the middle, we head to St. John's, Newfoundland for the new wave post-punk punk pop band Property. In Gloom is the song from their album Think Electric. And then starting off the full set, it is music from the Pack AD. Their latest album is called Shiny New Old Songs. We heard Runaway from that new album. Well, friends, speaking of running away, it's that time of the episode where I've got to run away. We're coming to the end of the full 2 hours. Whether you tuned in for the few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 24 years, I could not do this show without you. Yes, Girly So Groovy has been broadcasting now for 24 years at CJAM 99.1 FM. We've been featured in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at the University of Windsor since July of 2001. And since then, Girly So Groovy is now syndicated across Canada, coast to coast, and even featured down south in the U.S. Never have time for shouting out to like nearly, there's about 20 stations now that you can find Girly So Groovy, but every week I love to do a shout out at least to one of them. And how about we do a shout out to St. John, New Brunswick. We just heard a band from St. John's, Newfoundland. This time, let's talk about Girly So Groovy, airing Sunday evenings, 5 until 7 o'clock on local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. Hello to all you maritime listeners. And of course, hello to all of you across Canada and into the South. And any of you listeners who are listening right now on our Mixcloud listening page, if you ever miss an episode, just want to listen again, know that Girly So Groovy is online absolutely for free. Mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, ending with an IE. There's over 2,500 followers on our Mixcloud page, and hopefully you are one of them. A great way to stay in touch with the show all week long. Another fabulous way to stay in touch with the show all week long is through our social media channels. We are on Facebook at Girly So Groovy. We're also on Instagram simply at GSG Radio. Every week I post the playlists in print, provide links to the bands and musicians featured, and best of all, links to our Mixcloud listening page and opportunities to message me any requests you have for the program. I always want to hear from you, the loyal listeners. Which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough radio love? It is often that I get messages from musicians hoping to have their music featured on the program, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Part of Girly So Groovy is providing space for up-and-coming new voices. But the show was built by music nerds for music nerds. So if you are a fellow music nerd and there is a musician or band you're thinking we need to feature or share on the show, let me know. I always try my absolute best to bring those voices into the program. Again, Instagram at GSG Radio or simply at Girly So Groovy on Facebook. We're going to wrap up the full 2 hours with Montreal alternative singer-songwriter and one-woman project known as U.S. Girls. Before we do that, listen, I say this almost every week, but I just feel like I need to say it again. There is a lot to darken our spirits when we look online, when we look at the news, when we look at social media. And I just want to remind you that whatever you're seeing, you're stronger than it. Whatever you're seeing on social media, you are more than dynamic. You are more dynamic than what you are seeing. So that's my parting words. Take that with you throughout the full week. Be the queen that you are, girlfriend. Here is U.S. Girls with $4 American from her album Heavy Light. Thanks for tuning in. Be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Each year, for a week, we host Fund Drive, our annual fundraising campaign that augments our budget and supports our operations. It is thanks to you that we can rise higher and reach further.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. At Juanita and Alaska Residences, an apartment complex for low-income, older, and disabled adults in Denver, residents are saving money with solar energy.
The reason why it's important to reach folks that live in multifamily housing is because they're often left out in this transition to clean energy.
Michelle Infante is with the nonprofit Energy Outreach Colorado, which has helped more than 100 residents join a community solar program. Subscriptions are entirely free to tenants.
The subscriptions themselves are completely donated. And when we tell them that it's a free program, they almost don't believe it, like it's too good to be true.
Each subscriber is assigned a portion of a solar farm owned by Pivot Energy. The utility tracks how much energy the solar farm produces each month and provides a credit on each subscriber's bill for their portion of the power.
On average, each resident there is seeing savings of $15 per month.
Tenants with higher energy costs, for example, those who rely on oxygen machines, receive a larger share to help offset their higher energy needs. So the program is expanding access to solar energy and saving money for people who most need the help.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.